Welcome to Professor Bob and Professor Sherry's Spring Break 2024 to the Yucatan in Mexico. This show is part 4, which is day 7. We are going to Uxmal, Caba, and the chocolate factory. Now, today, this is, as you can see, this is a big day. This is very similar to what we're going to do at Chichen Itza. And it got off to a little rocky start. It was supposed to pick us up at 7:30. 7:45, 8 o'clock, nothing. So I sent texts to the people. I finally got a response at 8:15. And they said they were on their way. We were an hour late getting started. And the issue was there were just two groups going. And they went to the first hotel and they never could find the people. And so finally the head guy said, forget them, just go pick us up. So we had the guide and the driver all to ourselves. Now it's about an hour and 15 minutes out of Mérida to get to Uxmal. It's a spectacular sight. It is not as big as Chichen Itza, but there are lots of temples. Now you can't climb the main temple, which is the Temple of the Magician. But we actually, once again, saw every one of the buildings this time. And we had quite a bit to see. So we get to Uxmal, and you come into the end of the site. Now, we had to pay our own ticket here. This wasn't the expensive one like when we went to Chichen Itza. And it was about $35 a piece, but they had a strange system. They would take a credit card once you paid 95 pesos. But you couldn't go up to the thing that said credit cards. You had to go to another place, pay the 95 pesos. They would then give you a receipt. You would take it to the next window, and then they would take your credit card. A little strange, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So we walk into the site, and the first thing we come into is the magnificent Temple of the Magician, which is actually taller than any of the other Mayan sites with exception of Tikal. I think the main temple at Tikal is taller. And one of the things that had taken place is as we came in, there was two large groups of students. And our guide knew that if we went in the direction of the temple, we would be surrounded by these people the whole time. So what we did is we then went way out to the back and then worked our way in again. So we're climbing up and down the different temples. Now, one of the things that's different is this is a different topography. It's a little up and down hilly. There are no cenotes in this region. So the water for the cities is actually collected in what are called chanun, which are a variety of cisterns. They collect the rainwater that comes in. And these are all over the towns in this particular area. Caba was the same way. But if you look on the map, you can see the area where you have the cenotes, and then everything south of that, they have to use these cisterns. And of course, that's one of the first things you see when you come in as you're walking towards the Temple of the Magician. You see that chanun. And if you go to Constantinople, if you go to Istanbul and you go to the Topkapi Palace, you can see some of the cisterns that the Byzantines built. Of course, they still have cisterns that you can go down and visit in Istanbul as well. So they're very effective. So we then began walking. And one of the things about Uxmal is it is all Puuc architecture. In other words, this is all architecture from the classic period. And it is, if it is taken over by the Mexican groups, like in Chichen Itza, they really didn't do any changes to it. The belief is that this city was pretty much abandoned by the ruling classes when whatever happened at the end of the classic period. I'm going to do a series on Mayan history, and I'll explain that at another time. So we're going around, we're taking pictures, we're climbing up and down various, not buildings, but parts of buildings to get the different platforms, moving in the different platforms. So you have a courtyard, they'll have platforms, and you'll have temples on them and different buildings. And so we gradually work our way through the site, get all the way to the end, and of course they are still doing excavation at these places. And we reached a point where Sherry and I decided that it was too dangerous for us to go down to the next level. So we had to, I asked our guide, is there another way? And he said, yes, you go back the way we came and then take a left. And so we ended up meeting him at where we were going by a little easier route. And saw quite a bit of the excavations from this particular area where they were putting some of the temples back together again. And then we gradually worked our way back. They have a little ball, a smaller ball court, probably a more workable ball court than you found at Chichen Itza. And then we got to the nunnery, which is a big square in front of the Temple of the Magician. And we went in and saw the different buildings there and the constructions and the artwork. It just took lots of pictures and finished up with looking at the rest of the Temple of the Magician. So whenever I get around to doing a traveling professor show on Uxmal, you certainly want to look at that. It's just beyond belief. So we finished there, and then we got back into the vehicle and headed to Kaaba. And it's about 25 minutes away. Now, the interesting thing is that they have recently discovered that there are causeways, which are literally stone roads between some of the different Mayan cities. Not everybody has these because these are usually attached or bringing tribes together or towns together that support one another. So you really don't want to build a road to help your enemy. And there's about 20-some miles of this causeway that they're now excavating that goes from Uxmal to Kaaba. And it's a small site. Now, what you visit is a small site. So we get to Kaaba, we stop there, we're taking pictures, and the Puuc architecture, the artwork on the walls is just absolutely gorgeous. And the main building, the residence of the king, they just finished redoing the whole front of the artwork. And it was stunning. But we had to climb around quite a bit on this one. And then when we got up to the main area for the king was, our guide turned us around. They said, look over through the trees. And you can see another temple that's probably higher than the highest spot in Kaaba through the trees. He says, that's the new excavation over there. And that's where the causeway is. And so we work our way back down, back to where we started. And he said, just cross the street. You can go onto the site. Nobody's working there at this time of the year, but he said you can go in. If you go up to a certain point, you'll see a sign, and that's where the causeway starts. And so I went in there and took pictures of the causeway, took pictures of the temple. And when I turn around, there's a sign for the archaeologists and for people who are visiting. And they said, this is an entirely new expansion of Kaaba. There are 35 major buildings and 9 major courtyard areas that is in this new excavation that they're starting. So this thing could end up being as big as Uxmal at some point. So we get back in the vehicle, we go and have lunch, and then we stop at what is known as the Chocolate Museum. And it's a little tourist trappy thing, but I enjoyed it. We had a nice time. Sherry would probably say that she didn't enjoy it as much because they had caged animals. Okay, Sherry is not a caged animal person, so he thinks they should be free. But they have authentic style huts. So you can see how the huts were constructed for the regular people. And they go through giving you the different processes of making chocolate. Of course, that is the Mayans' most delectable drink. Of course, Moctezuma of the Aztecs was addicted to it because it is addicted. You can't get addicted to it. And it was a form of money. The cocoa bean was a form of money for the Maya. So they have all the ways to show how they manufacture it today, but ultimately they do show you where it comes from, Central America and Mexico, and how the Mayans processed it. And then you reach a point where they do it. They do the process of taking the beans, grinding them up, and making a chocolate drink. Now, the Mayans didn't use any sugar. They put other things in. But you had an opportunity. Everybody got a cup of this chocolate, and it's a little bitter without anything in it. But you could put sugar in it if you wanted to. You could put some other spices that they had in the region that they used. It was delicious. It was wonderful. It's just seeing the process was really nice. And what we saw as far as animals, they had some of the birds, did not have quetzal birds, did not see any quetzals. They had 2 spotted jaguars, one about 10 years old, and he's just kind of laying there. And the other one was really active. He was having a great time with the people. He was coming around looking at you. He would come up. I got a good picture of him going back, raising up and opening his mouth and roaring. He was evidently having a good time. Sherry would not have agreed to that. They had a cage of spider monkeys. You could feed the spider monkeys. And then they had gift shops where you could buy various chocolate drinks. I chose to buy the wooden glasses that they normally would drink their chocolate out of, and they were really nice. So we did that. That was our whole day in the Mayan ruins, and that's the last of our big Mayan things, because we can't go to Mayapan. Mayapan was closed, so and when we go there, we go to a different site. So our next stop will be, we're not taking a day off at this point. Our next stop is supposed to be the Pink Lagoon and the Rio Gartos Animal Preserve. That's what's supposed to take place. And then after that, we're supposed to go to Mayapan, which we're not. We'll go to Akbek, and then to the Santa Barbara Cenotes. So that's two things we have coming up before we fly back. So we certainly hope you enjoyed that.